Hello and welcome to the Harvard EdCast, a series of conversations with thought leaders in the field of education from across the country and around the world. I'm your host, Matt Weber, and today we're speaking with Vermont's Secretary of Education, Rebecca Holcomb, who we're also very proud to call an alum of the Harvard Graduate School of Education. Secretary Holcomb, welcome to the EdCast.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here today.
So, Secretary, a little bit about the current state of statewide education. The winds of the national politics as it relates to education are shifting a little bit, and I'm curious how you're perceiving your role and whether it's changing or evolving with the new sort of political landscape.
Well, I think Vermont has been a state that has always had a very, very strong commitment to both quality in education and to equity in education. And we really have chosen to hold fast to that course. And with that, we also are looking at issues of affordability. We're a small state with a declining population, and we're working very hard to make sure that we're organized to deliver education in the way that gets the best value for dollar. At the same time, we know we have critical imperatives with respect to equity. We need to make sure every one of our children is well educated and is not just in our schools, but actually able and well enough supported to take advantage of the terrific opportunities we provide, to make sure that they can thrive in school, gather all the skills they need to be successful and contribute to really strong civic life in Vermont. That's something we're very proud of, but also take good jobs in our future Vermont economy. So we're really holding the course, and our work around the federal ESSA plan has been an opportunity to really reboot and revisit our commitment to basic civil rights and to this principle of equity, and look at how we can support our school systems as they develop better knowledge and better expertise and build supports that help all of our children do better, whether they're in big schools in more urban areas or small schools out in our rural communities.
I think people are probably interested in the sort of state of schools in Vermont. I mean, most people have a pretty good sense of some of the major cities and states in terms of how those schools look. I mean, give us a little snapshot of Vermont schools, because I know there's a big rural education component.
We have schools that are small, rural schools. I think our smallest school now has about 15 kids in it. And these schools are really at the heart of their community. So these aren't just schools that educate people. They are really community centers, and our communities are deeply invested in their health and their well-being, and they really come together and develop a sense of community agency around that school. So they play an incredibly important role in many of our communities. We also have bigger schools in, you know, urban is a relative word in Vermont. Our biggest system is in our capital and near our capital. And our biggest schools only got about 4,000, our biggest district really has only about 4,000 kids. So it's a relative thing in Vermont. We're just small all around. But what it means is that we have been able to maintain very, very high levels of local community engagement and investment in the schools. It means that we are able to be nimble and experiment with how we deliver education in ways that might be harder in bigger, more urbanized environments. We've been able to pioneer some pretty interesting legislation around dual enrollment and work-based learning, flexible pathways, you know, holding the same high, ambitious goals for all of our students, but acknowledging that there are many ways for them to learn skills and develop strong academic credentials, but also an ambition or a purpose, a sense of purpose in their education. So we've been able to really customize in a way that might be difficult in other settings. And so we're pretty proud. It's diverse. People are finding different solutions. And I think at the center of that is this strong professional capital at the local level. We set the goals at the state level. We provide some resources and support. It's a very progressive funding formula. But what we really do count on is close partnerships and strong local activity to figure out how to put all those pieces together and provide rigorous, challenging opportunities to our children.
You were recently at the Harvard Ed School as part of an Ask With forum on sort of school and statewide testing. I know testing has been in the news all the time, but specifically as it relates to a lot of the topics that you like to talk about. Your own personal thoughts on testing and how it kind of relates to equity in the state of Vermont.
Well, I think it helps to give a little context before. Vermont is one of four states that never pursued a race to the top waiver, and there were a number of reasons for that. One is just philosophically, Vermonters really don't like the idea of teaching to the test. We believe that if you teach well, students will also do well on tests, but we believe that if you evaluate teachers purely based on test scores, you're really incentivizing them to really focus narrowly on the kinds of educational activities that might improve test scores but really don't contribute to broad, well-rounded, critically thinking and creative student development. So we've really shied away from that. And the other is just plain pragmatic. So many of our systems are so small, it would be very difficult to get reliable estimates of student performance in any meaningful way. We can't even report student scores at all in some of our schools because they're so small. So few kids are tested at a grade level that if we shared those scores, we'd really be releasing confidential student data. So we have an unusual relationship with testing as a tool for instructional improvement in the state. And so what we've had to do is really have that conversation. How do we know when a school is good? And how do we use testing for the purpose of really holding ourselves accountable for making sure all children not only have access to good opportunities to learn, but have the support and the responsive curriculum they need to actually be able to take advantage of those opportunities? So we've really focused on testing as an equity tool, but also allowed or acknowledged that it isn't as always as meaningful at the local level, in part because it's not publicly available and also because it doesn't capture all that we care about. And then the other issue in Vermont is because we were a non-waiver state and we were also a state with high standards, we were also, I think, the only state that had to label every single school in the state a low-performing school, because in 2014, if every single child didn't score as proficient in every school, then they were a low-performing school by the federal definition. And I think that really allowed us to move away from that sort of negative narrative of failure. We know, for example, that our public schools on average score almost identically to our private schools that receive publicly funded kids. They take the same test and their scores are comparable, their demographics are comparable. But it let us move away from that narrative and really let us focus in on and drill down on what it means to educate children well. And so I think we've had some very productive professional conversations, and then we hold ourselves accountable by looking at that aggregate data and asking, are we really moving the needle on closing those achievement gaps?
Yeah, fascinating case study, a very unique state. Secretary, you joined in 2014, the Agency of Education, and how is the sort of your priorities within the school within the state changed? Obviously, in Massachusetts this past year, expanding the charter school cap was always on people's minds and a big hot button issue. What's going on in Vermont now versus what was happening, and then what do you expect will be the next hot button issue in Vermont moving forward as it relates to education?
There's a number of issues going on. I think we're still really doubling down on this issue of equity and quality, and that will always be the case in Vermont. Our new governor has just come out again and said he's really committed to supporting vulnerable children, vulnerable populations. And that's because we know, first of all, that these are our Vermont children, and we really believe that until we can say that every one of those children has been supported sufficiently to be able to exercise some agency in their own life, we haven't done our job, and they can't really contribute to creating a strong and vital Vermont. So that will always be front and center here. The other piece that we're looking at is really looking at, we call it flexible pathways, but how to make schools fit kids as much as instead of asking kids to fit schools. And we have a number of pretty progressive and innovative policies in place currently that really challenge schools to think about how to expand the ways and the avenues through which students can move towards ambitious goals for them. And these include using applied learning that takes place in the community, opportunities that really challenge kids to bring innovative, creative thinking to solving complex community-based problems, work-based learning, trying to leverage the career and technical education a little bit better. We have a very large proportion of our high school students who are now involved in dual enrollment courses. Because we're a rural state in part and because we historically have had pretty low post-secondary attainment, we're really looking at using tools like early college and dual enrollment to expose particularly our first-generation children to opportunities at the college level while they're still in high school, partly to reduce the cost, but also to help reassure them and confirm for them that not only are they able to do college-level work, but that we know it will move them towards, whether it's a nationally recognized credential or a degree that can help them gain access to a high-wage job that lets them stay in Vermont, raise their family, contribute to their community in a positive way. So that's the second set of work. And then the third is really to grapple with this issue of what's the best way to organize governance around schools so that we can provide and maintain these incredibly important opportunities for our children, But in a future where, to be blunt, we've suffered pretty profound declining enrollments, I think that's true of the whole Northeast, there's been a depopulation of rural areas, and frankly, we're feeling a little more fiscally tapped out as a state. So given those fiscal and demographic pressures, how do we hold on to what we care about and rethink governance so that we can preserve that not just for next year or 5 years, but really into a much more prosperous future Vermont down the road? So governance, flexibility, and responsive learning and equity, I think those will be our big goals.
These all sound like themes that you may have even picked up in the ed school classroom. Tell us a little bit about that experience when you were a student here.
I have to say, going to the Harvard Graduate School of Education was an incredible privilege. We should all be so lucky to have the opportunity to learn from such incredible faculty. First of all, really experts in their field, but incredibly generous and collegial in their willingness to engage in hard conversations around education and what it looks like when you actually try to walk these big ideas into practice. I really appreciate that, and it was such a privilege to learn from people, and many of them have shaped my thinking, not just post my doctorate, but also from the beginning of my career. And to be able to listen to them and learn from them was an incredible privilege. But the other advantage of the ed school, frankly, is the caliber of your colleagues, your other students. And, you know, here at the agency, my deputy is my longtime statistics partner from Harvard. And what you meet at the ed school are some of the most extraordinary individuals who come there, who work hard, who debate, because if these issues were easy and if these problems were easy to solve, we would have done it 20 years ago. But these are people who are deeply passionate, deeply committed to the challenge of trying to provide better opportunities for all children, and who are willing to just hang in there and do that hard work to get it done. And I've been tremendously enriched by those relationships.
I think our director of admissions will be sending you some sort of gift basket for that last minute. Thank you.
No problem.
And Rebecca, if people want to learn more about the work that you do or get involved from any part of the country or in the world who's listening to this, if they want to learn more about what the state of Vermont's doing and your work, is there a way that they can get in touch with you and learn more about that?
Sure. I mean, I think a good first stop is always our website, and some of the interesting work I think is interesting, and I can send the links if that's helpful, is some of the work we're doing around our education quality reviews, and you can watch little YouTube clips of some of that work, because we've been working with extensive stakeholder process, and I think the thing to know about Vermont is it's a group project. Everything's a group project here, but we've had extensive stakeholder input, and we've developed what I'm incredibly excited about, which is an education integrated field review, where we take teams of educators to visit across school systems and observe, give feedback, learn about other systems and what other practitioners and colleagues are doing to improve educational outcomes for kids. So, if you want to come and take a first stop visit at what's going on in Vermont, come look at our website and look at what we're doing around implementing our education quality standards.
Secretary Rebecca Holcomb, Secretary of Education for the state of Vermont and alum of the Harvard Graduate School of Education, thank you very much for being on the EdCast.
Thank you so much.
This has been the Harvard EdCast, a production of the Harvard Graduate School of Education. I'm your host, Matt Weber. Thank you kindly for listening.